com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's still Friday, and that means it's time to kind of lighten it up to go into the weekend. And we're going to talk about the new discoveries that we talked about yesterday that are old discoveries. But I want my good friend, author of Official Stories, he's got the energy show. He's back. He's here. It's the weekend. Who else do we ask? Liam Schiff.
Liam Schiff.
Liam Schiff, my friend. You know that they discover, they claim, San Diego State University came out with this. Hey, look, we found a whole new immune system. It's like a whole new universe we didn't know about. It's the mucous membranes.
Really?
Really.
So San Diego State University, home of the fighting cheetahs, is now saying that the mucosal layers, we call that epithelial tissue, right?
Correct. Yes, we do.
The soft, mucousy forming stuff that you kiss with and that you absorb food with, and that's inside your eyelids and in your gut, and the stuff that they rip to shreds with antibiotics, that stuff is an immune system.
That's it, you know. I just was actually stunned. Super Don and I had fun with that yesterday. It never ceases to amaze me how the medical authorities, as they publish this stuff in peer-reviewed journals, often 10, 20, 30, 50, 100,000 years behind the times.
100,000 years behind the times?
Well, would you argue they're ahead of the time? I don't know. What would you say?
Well, they're not 100. What, are you saying that there was a different civilization on planet Earth 100,000 years ago? That Robert.
You didn't know that?
It's a new discovery here on the Robert Scott Show.
Another new discovery. How amazing it is.
Now, you've talked about this for years, and in my macrobiotic studies years ago, we understood that you have to have a healthy gut and flora. The healthy little microbiome is what they call it now.
Yes.
And this work came into prominence in the AIDS research. And I had understood this for a long time, but there was a guy named, or is a guy named Tony Lance, who wrote a good article about gut health and the immune system. And I followed that up. You know, I had come into research in AIDS thing understanding that if you destroy the gut, the microbiome, and disrupt the lining and make holes in it, you'll be very sick. So when I wrote Official Stories, I included all of that and some data in Chapter 6 of the book. And people who read it go, well, that makes sense. But now I can say there's an immune system in your epithelial tissue that deals with foreign pathogens. And so that's what San Diego State is now saying.
Well, exactly. They validated Chapter 6 of Official Stories. Now you're going to have to write a new book.
No, I don't. No, there are millions of people. There are millions of people in the country who haven't read my book.
Yeah, but the thing is, now yours is an official story. You can't have that happen.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't listen to the man behind the curtain. Read Official Stories. Listen, they haven't put it all together. Oh, God.
Chapter 6. Now, if you're going to...
They haven't put it all together yet.
No, they haven't. Right. No, it's still valid. Chapter 6. You know, and this is why over the years I've also... transition. I used to always lecture primarily on the liver, and it's not like I ignore it, but I've emphasized more over the years about intestinal health. That lining, that layer has been so destroyed, directly, objectively destroyed by the antibiotics, by the vaccines, and everything else we talk about here. And it doesn't mean I'm not paying attention to the liver as well, but recognizing that kind of, what we call that, barrier from the outside world to the inside world is more than just a barrier, as we're acknowledging here, as you've written about, we've talked about. And
it signals, mm-hmm. right, actually the mucosal lining and the lining of the gut and the stomach signal B and T cells to be made and activated. So this is an interconnected system, just as you'd expect in an advanced complex system like a body, like a human or an animal life form, which, mm-hmm. you know, comes about through the intelligence of, well, how does it come about? I argue in my book, mm-hmm. Official Stories by Liam Sheff, available at Amazon.com for the low, low price of $12.50, $7.99, or was it $8.99 on Kindle, that 11 chapters, 10 topics. And the reason it's 11 chapters, 10 topics is because the evolution topic gets two chapters. First, I go into Darwinism and I really let history dismantle that terrible, ridiculous myth that things happen by accident and that survival of the fittest is any explanation for the complexity of a cell or a stacked, tiered, interlocking lock and key immune system, which is what we have. With cascading locks and keys that you just can't fit together in any possible way except to design. I mean, listen, don't hold it against me. I'm not talking about Yahweh. I'm not a Christian. So there's an intelligence in the universe, though, that's undeniable. And if you deny it, you're denying your own existence. So I'm talking about how things actually come about in my chapter called How Life Happens.
How did I write
my
the book?
Rough draft? So that's chapter 11.
Yes.
And I say that because of chapter 9, which is the electric universe, and we see that electrical transmission happens across light years, not just, you know, little spaces, but across massive quadrants of galaxies. You just get long, long, long currents transmitting electrons and information, I think information, in these coils, these Birkeland currents. And so the argument is, why do we have to say that life comes about because an alien brings it to a planet? Your computer fills with information not because somebody walks up to your computer and puts something into it, but because it's a fertile field, right, mm-hmm. for the digital signal, right, coming in through the air or through a wire, but it can come right in through the air on electromagnetic pulses. So my argument is that planets are like that, right? So a planet is a fertile field in which the electromagnetic information of the always present, infinite, highly intelligent universe, well, it can't be that smart. It made us. All right. So, but it made us that made antibiotics that kill the immune system. But that it unravels in any wet, fertile environment. So you don't have to say, well, maybe like, it came on the back of a comet or an asteroid or something. No, you can just say that it refracts in the H2O, the water nature of a planet like ours that's warm and wet enough for life to unfold. And we all know that life unfolds where it's warm and wet enough. Just look under your shower rug. Life is unfolding right there. Where it gets wet and you leave it alone, right? There's all sorts of fungus growing. So, can I say this?
Luc Montagnier, yes.
Luc Montagnier, who stunned the world into absolute silence by saying that HIV, if you have a good immune system, your immune system will get rid of HIV. So he says this. He says your immune system will get rid of HIV if you have a good immune system, not bothering to tell people that no test for HIV. So
by the way, Luc Montagnier was given the Nobel Prize credited with co-discovery of the virus that really hasn't ever been discovered, but HIV, and there's no test for it. But just so, if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam appears in the documentary film House of Numbers to go through a lot of the science of the testing that has no science. Now, Luc Montagnier, again, comes and says, well, you can clear it up if you have a good immune system. So
yeah,
that's a statement.
He says, you know, in 2009 in the movie, or probably filmed in 08 or 07, but he says, if you have a good immune system, your immune system will get rid of the virus in a few weeks. Well, you know, the world is stunned into silence. He's the Nobel Prize winner. So they just sort of, what did they do? They sent him to Thailand?
Yeah, well, anywhere but a place where
he sent him away.
Where?
They sent him to Asia, right? To
yeah,
a university
far away.
In Asia.
Yeah, far away. Luke, thank you. You've been very kind to us. We've done great work. Now leave us alone. And I think ever since then, he's been flipping them off every chance he gets. He's like, I got my prize. What are you going to do? You call me crazy? Go ahead. And now he's into energy and homeopathy and water. And I got to give him some props. I mean, he still won't back off of certain things when I interviewed him a couple of years back. I still haven't aired that interview, by the way. We'll work on that. But what he's doing now, pretty impressive.
So what did he do, and why am I talking about evolution? Because he is now saying, so I'm getting validated a lot today, and I feel very, very validated. So UCSD, University of California, San Diego.
Oh, no, you're on UCSD. You switched from San Diego State because we were talking about the gut and the mucous membranes.
Can't be San Diego State.
It was San Diego State. No, I'm telling you. I know the UCSD, the babes are just gorgeous there, but San Diego State, not too bad.
No, San Diego State's one of the biggest party schools in the country. Wait a second.
I'm telling you, it came out of the party school. It did.
Well, I guess they're learning. No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
San Diego State. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I guess they know about the mucosal layer because there's a lot of French kissing going on in class.
That explains it. That does explain. And of course, Luc Montagnier is French, so that's the bridge to the story.
Right, Montagnier is French. So I talked about evolution there, and you wonder why I did, because what does Luc Montagnier now say? What is he saying? What's the confusing thing?
You've got to check this out. We got to link it. Mike Adams called me about this yesterday. He says, you got to see what Luc Montagnier is doing now. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. He says you can replicate DNA at a distance. I mean, I don't know if this Starship Enterprise beamed me down some DNA, but this is pretty amazing because it's the electromagnetic universe.
Right. So he's saying that he's into homeopathy, which is energy medicine,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying that DNA seems to replicate, insert itself into what I'm calling these fertile fields, you know, like a cell that's able to receive it from at a distance. And I'm saying, people want to call it, he's saying that they're transporting. I'm going to say, I don't think you understand what's happening here. This is, if it's an energetic system, if we walk around and the sun is beating us with neutrinos and protons and electrons, and it is, but it's not, is that beaming it, or, you know, is that just how the universe works in currents? It's a current system. It's a system of flow.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it's beaming it, you know, makes it more like a one-time event or like a very rare bit of magic.
Well, I'm beaming with pride because my friend Liam Sheff is on board talking some really cool stuff. Electromagnetic DNA. Stand by for more. RobertScadbell.com. The links are up. Liam Sheff can be found at LiamSheff.com and right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-286-2237, extension 130.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Robert Scott Bell Show. And Liam Shep is still here. It's almost the weekend, and it's good to have you back, Liam. The electromagnetic universe, which you talk about in official stories right about, it's being validated. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? Luc Montagnier, we're talking about right now, electromagnetic DNA. DNA can imprint through EM fields. We've discussed things like this that seem to be sci-fi for some folks out there, how the physicality, you know, the life that is physical, it's preceded by an energy field that fills in. There's information that is non-material that sets the stage for physical manifestation. Am I making any sense here?
Well, some researchers a couple years ago, when I was doing a lot of this research, decided to show that the face of a frog is imprinted on the tadpole before the actual separation of the cellular material takes place. So there's an electromagnetic flash, a lightning flash, that describes the features of the tadpole before the thing bursts from its egg, or the frog before the tadpole bursts from its egg. So the electromagnetic universe is chapter 9 of my book, Darwinism's chapter 8, and HIV and stuff's chapter 6, and vaccination chapter 5. So that's the heavy science bit, and to understand electromagnetism, we'd have to study electricity in school, but we don't. In some countries, they do. Walt Thornhill, the physicist, was telling me that in Australia, you know, they did experiments with noble gases or charged gases and neon tubes or Geissler tubes, so they got to see how an electrical current altered gas in a vacuum tube. And so they have a real-world understanding of the energetics of electricity. And all we do is we turn on a light bulb, you know, we flip something on, and that's
Liam,
all we
understand. There's a lot of questions I have about the so-called education system in America, but, you know, step back and say, why aren't we learning about electricity? Is it that it's too dangerous, or is it too dangerous to know that you might understand that this universe is an electrical universe?
I don't know. I'm reading now a couple of books. One about I'm reading a lot about the 19-teens and 20s and 30s in America, but also the 50s. And the 50s was a very reactionary period in which all Americans were meant to be alerted to the presence of communists, and the entire public system sort of inverted and became very anti-intellectual, very arch, and highly conservative in, I think, a phony way, where we imagined people really had no deep personal lives, thoughts, or feelings, and a lot of things just went away, a lot of curiosity just went away, and that somehow stuck. And the 60s rebelled, but in the laziest way. It rebelled in terms of, you know, we'll have more sex and we'll do more drugs, but not we'll learn more. And it became all about maybe arguments about this tract, but physics and electronics were sort of lost and became specialty subjects for people who went to MIT. But all of us, I should say many of us, should take the time to learn about electrical wiring and how to build an electrical system, even with a windmill or a turbine, an air-blown turbine, or a water mill, you know, a hydro mill, so that we can make electricity in case we have a deficit in the infrastructure, which is the kind of thing that we are experiencing, will be experiencing more of.
So well, you want to talk about
just belong,
Liam,
you know,
I think about something that's valuable to know. One of those things is working with electricity, setting up a basic small electrical grid. We've talked so much about the decentralization of even energy production. You want to talk about the most valuable member of a community, it's going to rank right up there if you can teach your kids how to work with electricity and develop basic generation techniques, whether it be through, I don't know, conversion of any of these electromagnetic fields even.
Nobody knows how to convert the electromagnetic fields that are in the earth. Or, I mean, you could put up a lightning rod and have it be struck by lightning, but nobody knows how to store that much energy. There's more energy in a lightning strike than there is in any number of every coal-powered plant that's burning all year long. It's just the nature of the planet where it's an electromagnetic body or charged right. body moving through a charged field called outer space.
Well, also, Liam, there's more energy in your presentation than a typical lightning bolt. If you've ever seen Liam in person, you're going to get a chance to, outside of Atlanta in Bremen, Georgia, to the west toward Alabama. He'll be there around the time I'm there. When we come back, we want to tell you a little bit more about that, but I do have it linked up. Dr. Rasha Bittar will be there. Liam Sheff will be there. Other healthcare providers, Jim Hover, I've talked to before. Looking forward to that. Also, I'll be in Atlanta at the Wise Traditions Healing Conference. Nick Gonzalez will be there. It'll be really cool. Leslie Manoukian. We'll tell you more about that, where we'll be. Maybe we'll see if we can squeeze in a call or two. It's Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino, and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com, or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show, special hour wrapping up the week here with Liam Sheff. Of course, we had a great discussion with Dr. Frank King as well. All the sponsors listed up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Links are out. And we appreciate you being here and saying thanks to those folks. So it looks like we do have a call coming in. We'll go back to Liam in a moment because he's going to be in Atlanta around the time I am. I want to tell you about that. But let's go ahead. Go ahead and pop that caller up. Hello, are you there?
Hi, Robert.
Yes, hello. What's your name?
My name is Ray.
You say Ray. Ray, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What can I either help you for, or you got something to help us?
Yeah, I was listening to your show yesterday with producer Don.
Yes.
And you said the men with very deep voices tend to be shallow.
No, I didn't. I didn't
superficial
say
superficial relationships.
Is it Roy or Ray?
Ray.
Ray, I didn't say that. I was reporting on the study that said that the men that have deep voices are doomed to a life of one-night stands. I mean, I'm exaggerating only slightly, but that's kind of the bizarre finding in there. It sounds like you do have a deep voice, maybe. Were you in the study?
No, I was not in the study, and I'm not trying to get up in your grill and whatnot, but
okay.
What I'm trying to say is I have a deep voice. I've been blessed and cursed with this problem, and I'm not going to say that I've not had a successful relationship. I will say, however, during many relationships, I have also had secondary relationships that lasted for one night.
Well, so you were not faithful to the initial relationship. I think that's kind of proving what the study said, that men with deep voices can't be trusted to be monogamous.
I was monogamous, except at nighttime if I was away.
I don't think that's what they mean by the term monogamous. It's not monogamous. I'm monogamous right now at night, but not, well, yeah, and then I'm monogamous again the next. That's kind of the interpretation I'm getting from you?
Women have a hard time saying no to me, and I have a hard time saying no to them, which makes for some exciting short-term relationships. I feel I'm only calling to express I'm starting a chapter of Men with Deep Voices United.
I'll see if Super Don can join in. Men with Deep Voices.
Men with Deep Voices United.
Men with Deep Voices United.
Because studies like this come around and they make light of a very important situation, which is some of us, you said that I'm doomed to a life of one-night stands. Now, can I just ask you, how many do you think that is? Does the scientist have any number fixated upon?
No, we're trying to figure that out as well. Maybe you have something to add to this to kind of, this is a scientific inquiry. We're not.
Well, I'm at 2,312. So I was wondering how many more I can look forward to, Dr. Bell.
Well, I think that the study probably...
Somebody's knocking at my door.
All right.
This is going to become something. I can smell her pheromones from here. I'll see you later.
All right, Ray. Thank you for calling in. I think that in this case, we're looking at a study that's probably going to curtail the activities of someone like Ray if they pay attention to it, because those deep-voiced men, you got to look out for them, right? And that's why we encourage all men out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show to speak in a very high voice, and you won't run into the same problems that Ray just expressed, although it seemingly was not a problem for Ray. Let's bring Liam Sheff back into the equation here. Liam, sorry about the delay, but, sometimes on a Friday we do want to take a call from someone who has... I don't know what necessarily he added to it, but that was a bizarre study. I thought, the call, let's try it.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to hear from a guy who's getting a lot of exciting female attention.
Yeah, I think, you think the study pointing it out probably will alert these ladies to go, don't go down that road.
I don't think that they're reading this study. I think that people who are simply influenced, by the tone of a voice or the curve of a neck or the height of one's breasts.
This sounds a little bit sexist talk right now. You don't
sexy.
Think... Well, but you said, I don't think women are reading this study.
I didn't say women.
What did you say?
I understand how you came to that, but I think that people who are in the bar or cafe or pickup scene aren't carrying around medical journals with them at the moment, or when they go to Yahoo News, they probably just say, oh, deep voiced men make bed, they don't read bad mates, they read bed mates.
Yeah.
So see what you want to see.
All right, well, let me ask you.
All I know is that I'm going to have to really work on deepening my voice.
Yeah, you do sound a little feminine when we get together on the... No, you don't.
Wow.
I joke about you off the air, sometimes on the air, sometimes I say you're like the Marlboro man without the cigarettes.
And
you take offense to that. I don't know, but...
No, I'm so not a Marlboro. I'm an artist. I'm a... Joe Kerm comedian. In what way am I a Marlboro man?
Well, just like that. I don't know. Maybe it's I don't know how to. Well, it's like if you had the mustache. No, that's a Freddie Mercury thing. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Where have you gone?
It's Friday. Listen, I do want to ask you a serious question. There's a time story here.
We are the champions, my friend.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of sexism, women make. Better doctors than men. Women make better doctors than men. There's a gender divide in the field that was once overwhelmingly male. And, you know, here, I've said this, and this is controversial, I'll admit, and some will say sexist, but I'll say that women that enter the field of allopathic medicine have to become men, or more like men. They cannot be fully, let's say, feminine women, you know, with all of that, let's say, energy that a woman can bring out. And I'm saying this in a good way, but the fact is they have to suppress that to be a quote-unquote good doctor in allopathic medicine.
Yeah, yeah. Western medicine kills the feminine instinct. I know I grew up with a woman who became a doctor while I was around. It was my mother. And she came back and reported dutifully to me every day what bastards she was working with. But instead of quitting and doing something that she liked, it was in her personality profile to try to combat them by being like them, and she became like them. And
so you're validating what I'm saying here, and from firsthand knowledge, that in order to be considered a good doctor, according to allopathic Western standards, women have to give up some aspects of their woman femininity.
You have to get rid of compassion and this thing called listening. You know, so if your patient's complaining, well, you'll get over it. I mean, male doctors are sort of famously indifferent. Walk it off. Oh, you'll feel better tomorrow. Oh, well, that looks bad. And then it's not all men that are like that. You know, it's a very particular breed of, you know, and there's a benefit to being able to be cool and dispassionate and in an emergency to say, well, we have to, you know, you're stuck with a railroad tie through your side, so we have to pull that out and it's going to hurt. And there's a certain toughness that's good there, but there's nothing in that that deals with long-term toxicology. And the question, you know, what are you eating? Where are you living? How's the air where you breathe? And that's another thing in the news, right? How's the air where you breathe?
Right, yeah. Recently, the World Health Organization. And can you come up for another moniker for WHO while we're on the air?
Yeah, yeah. I call it the World Holocaust Organization.
Yeah, and they've claimed now, they've officially stated, so now it's another official story we're going to have to back off on, that air pollution causes lung cancer.
Yeah, maybe it will actually cause systemic cancer. Real pollution causes systemic
and I come back
disease.
I'm not a violent man, but I want to beat Al Gore up, because if he had argued against pollution and toxicology, you know, instead of global warming, we would be actually having a non-political conversation, by and large, compared to what happened when he said, oh, no, we're going to set up carbon credit exchanges because of this global warming thing. I think it was, you know, an absolute ruse to make money and divide people rather than deal with the real issue and try to solve it.
I can't add anything to that except huzzah.
Yeah.
Let's go get him.
Yeah.
Where's he living now?
Tennessee in a mansion? I don't know.
He's got a lot of mansions. Okay, so... So we skipped topics twice. We skipped from something to Al Gore, so we were on air pollution. And the WHO is saying air pollution causes illness, which we know just by going outside and breathing. We live with something called cars. Well, cars produce carbon monoxide and petrol gases, which are all toxic, and many of them are carcinogens, but they all suffocate you. And when you don't have enough oxygen and you're suffocating, of course, your cells aren't breathing. So, I mean, I walk around with incredible sensitivity now. You know, I walk by cars and they're just puffing out this disgusting stuff. And people just stand there breathing it in. Like mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, like it's clean, fresh air.
Well, we're going to have to detox our friend Ty Bollinger, because he's in New York City this week. And I'm just wondering how we're going to have to help him next week.
Yeah, Ty's fine. He has so many hookups for like green drinks. And that's what you have to do, though. You got to do your green drinks and your green juices and your liver cleanses. I might be getting to the point where I'm willing, maybe, to do one of the Robert Scott Bell liver cleanses, which involves very odd...
Dedicate it to Super Don, because you know how much he loves talking about that.
Oh, my God. But I feel like, you know, I better do this. I'm 42, and I better help the liver along a little bit, you know. And you do a you do a reverse coffee beverage.
Yeah, it's an Olympic gymnastic event. In fact, the next one is going to be held in where do they like coffee a whole lot? South America? Are they doing the Olympics there?
The Olympics are currently, as a joke or a ruse, scheduled for a little island called Japan. They will, of course, not occur there because Japan is sinking into a radioactive sea. Have you been talking about that?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, a little bit every day, just reminding folks what they can and need to do to protect themselves in almost an unprotectable scenario, particularly those of our listeners in Pacific Northwest, the west coast of North America. But listen, you know, with the tsunami or whatever that was, it was a typhoon or something that just hit it.
Yeah.
There's like almost no news about what happened.
No, there's. I mean, I can find you the news. What happened is that there's now a strontium increase in the water leaving the plant. That this entire disaster is out of control and will always be out of control. Nobody really knows what to do. And in November, in just a couple of weeks, they have the great idea that they're going to start dismantling this building number 4 with its many, many hundreds of tons of radioactive material. Just sitting 3 stories up, and
well,
they imagine they're
Liam,
using machines.
If we're still here in a few weeks, we'll be in Atlanta. You'll be in Bremen. I'll be in Atlanta. We'll talk about that when we come back from this break. Friday edition, laid back, casual, all kinds of topics on tap here where we're going to wrap it up together with Liam after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super foods, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show. Any ladies out there that would like to send their complaint letters, they can actually send them to me on that. I stand by. And what Liam was saying is that you have to abandon some level of your femininity, your, you know, what makes you special as a woman on, in this incarnation on planet Earth, if you are to become a successful allopathic doctor. Maybe you want to throw an exception our way, but they're probably not in practice if they're doing it right. All right, so here we go. Liam, you're going to be in Bremen, Georgia. Depending on
Hotlanta,
and it's like we're going to coincide. We'll be almost together, and I'll be at the that, and you'll be at the that, and I've got the
when
links
do you
up
speak?
Into that.
When do you speak?
I'm speaking Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. local Atlanta time.
Oh, I can come and hang out there. It's Weston Price. They'll certainly be serving my favorite foods.
They will welcome you with open mouths.
Bacon wrapped sausage giblets.
Okay, all right. So I'm more interested in where you're going to be and why you're going to be there, because you're going to be hanging out with Dr. Batar and Jim Hover. What's going on?
It's the AONH, Association of Natural Health Practitioners, and they're very, very, very nice people. Jim Hover's just a he's like a sweetheart. He's just smart and kind and generous. Camille Carlson has helped set up the event. Dr. Batar, who's speaking on Friday, mm-hmm. Friday afternoon, so you could see his talk at the AONH thing in Bremen, and then go to the Weston Price Giblet Marathon and see Robert that same night.
Oh, God, two for one. That's incredible. Now, Jim Hover, you first met when we were all together at one of the advanced medicine seminars, or when you were at the advanced medicine seminar.
Yeah. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, really nice.
I think he's speaking on Thursday.
That's cool.
Listen to Rashi. This is Dr. Batar's talk. Vector dichotomy in essential mineral and heavy metal profiles. Whoa! Now, hold on. Here's the real title. The key to effective detoxification and remineralization. But you get a sense that the guy's smart, and you're going to get your money's worth in terms of the information that you'll be receiving. So it's three full days, and for some reason, they invite this clown to come in and muck it all up on Saturday afternoon. Listen to this. This isn't the future we ordered. Medicine in the 21st century. Liam Sheff, author and Liam.
And by the way, they did some false advertising there. But maybe it won't be. Maybe if I do stop by, it'll be valid because they put a picture of you and me together as if I'm going to be there with you.
I know. They printed my article, maybe we'll get it up on the website. They printed my article. This isn't the future we ordered. Medicine in the 21st century, and they have a picture of me And it's like the only picture of me that exists is a picture with me and you. And you're standing there. And they say.
I'm so sorry, Liam.
Scott Bell, radio show personality. Like, what am I? Chop Saki. Yeah.
Oh man, I think that's funny, but I feel good about that. I like the link connection. You're like, you're my brother, so you know what can I say? They can't separate us.
I know, it's a good thing, and I'll tease the fact that you're over at the next. Maybe I'm going to try to get down there and see you guys. I'll convince the Sally Fallon people to, I don't know, make me some lentils.
He's okay, and he'll be all right. And we'll be together again in Atlanta. And, you know, hopefully there's a lot of good folks that'll be there. Nick Gonzalez, I said, Leslie Manoukian, our good friend who did the Greater Good film. She's cool. And a number of others. Also, Jack Blood lives in Atlanta. I'm hoping we can hook up with Jack.
And, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. And we'll see. Stefan Schwanier is a good friend of mine. He was in Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. And he's going to be performing that weekend in Atlanta with a whole artistic bunch and doing some really cool stuff. So maybe we can hit that. So maybe we can go to R. Thomas. I'm telling you, Atlanta's the place to be November 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. And it's going to be cool. So there you go. Listen, we're almost out of time. We got about a minute here before we got to wrap up, Liam. And I know when we get together, it's kind of like people go, well, I can't predict where you guys are going. Well, dude, that's the creative energies. We get together. Who knows what's going to happen? And just roll with it, baby.
Exactly. Gesundheit, thank you for having me on.
Labrius.
The Energy Show with Liam Skeef is on tomorrow on Truth Frequency Radio. We're having many topics in 2 hours of comedy cavalcade, and maybe you can call in too. So tomorrow on Truth Frequency Radio, 3 p.m. New York time.
Right. Check out all the links. They're here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'll be back Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern time. You can catch all of the archives downloadable for free at naturalnewsradio.com. We link them in the show notes as well. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN. And, of course, Super Don making us sound so good. And, I don't have a whole heck of a lot more to say. It's been another week of broadcasting, and I just need like 24 hours off. Not that I'll ever really get it, but I'll pretend. And in the meantime, Liam, thank you for being here. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.